Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We have a great program today talking about chastity and a fantastic guest, Mary Beth Bonacci, helping us understand this. And in the previous segment, she made clear to us that love is not the same as sex. In our culture, we kind of equate that, and that gets us into trouble. And then as we are on the quest for real love, a quest which is noble and great, we can make some errors there by seeing it as using people or what we can get from people. Mary Beth has a different model, which is one of recognizing the good of every person. Mary Beth, can you maybe take that and help us understand it?
What it all boils down to is that God is flipped out, madly crazy, head over heels in love with every person he creates. All he wants is what is best for each one of us. He has no agenda for us. He has no real use for us. He just wants what's best for us. And real love is looking at every human person the same way. Every time we see a human person, instead of thinking, what can I get from this person, we think, how can I look out for what's best for this person? So for a long time in my talks, I used to say real love means always wanting what's best for the other person. And I realized I had to kind of tweak that a little bit, because you get a lot of people, particularly single women, I don't know why we're worse about this, who say, yes, real love means wanting what's best for the other person, and I have this boyfriend, and I want what's best for him. Of course, he beats me and hits me and calls me names and hurts my feelings, but I'm a good influence on his life, and ever since we've been together, he doesn't hold up convenience stores nearly as often as he used to. And I tell them, who's she forgetting to love? And it's herself. So real love means respecting the image and likeness of God and remembering that God loves every person, including ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a quite simple trying to see every human person as God does and reacting accordingly, and that's seeing this incredible dignity of every human person, and that's what we've forgotten.
So recognizing the dignity goes both ways can help get people out of these horrible relationships where they're just bending over backwards and nothing productive is coming of it, and they're just kind of getting trampled on.
Exactly, and so many people sacrifice their own personal dignity for any little shred of love in a relationship that they think they might get, and it's remembering the dignity of the other person is important. Remembering our own dignity when we're being trampled upon, particularly before marriage, when we're supposed to be making these discernments and getting out if it's not right. Because obviously it's not so easy once we've signed on the dotted line and been sacramentally joined.
So you're also saying then that real love isn't being a doormat, isn't just...
Exactly, absolutely.
That's probably another temptation on the other side. I guess on the one side it might be real love is just using people for own gratification, but maybe the temptation on the other side of the fence would be, I'll do whatever I can to make this guy or this lady happy no matter what the price. But you're kind of saying with our respect for the dignity not only of others but of ourselves, we can kind of keep ourselves from getting into one of these poles and bringing it together the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and again, particularly, I'm very big on healthy dating, because that's the foundation of the healthy families of tomorrow, and the institution of dating is just so messed up these days.
Talk to us a little bit about that. What is healthy dating?
My big line lately is dating is interviewing for the job of spouse. Dating is looking for the person who you want to spend the rest of your life with, and for today, so many single people, of whom I'm one, so many single people see dating as a way to get love now. If I just had a boyfriend, I'd have someone who'd always put his arm around me and kiss me and make my tears go away. And they don't see it as, this is an interview, this is testing someone. They see it as, this is someone I need to fulfill my need for love now. And the thing is, if we're interviewing for the job of spouse, what we need more than anything is the freedom to get out if it's not working out. I mean, if a company owner is interviewing to fill a position, he's going to interview a lot of people, but he's only going to hire one, which means all the rest are going to be rejected. And that's really, I swear I'm going to make it a bumper sticker. Dating is about dumping. And a lot of people get mad at me. Dumping's not a very nice word. I say, yeah, but people remember it.
Dating is about dumping, huh?
It's about rejection. If this person doesn't turn out to be your one and only, you have an obligation to charitably and nicely reject them. And they have the same obligation with you. So, this leads to so many things. Like, you don't rely on this person to fulfill your need for love. You don't really rely on them for anything. You stand back a little and say, are you good enough for me? You know, do you deserve me? Would you be a good spouse? Would you be a good parent? Do I want my children to turn out exactly like you? And there's so many questions like this that people overlook because they're just following their feelings and their hunger for love. And then, of course, the main thing is sexual activity in the realm of dating just completely distorts everything.
Let me talk about that, because I could imagine someone saying, well, yeah, in this, in my interviewing for love,
yes, exactly,
I've decided to have sexual relations together to kind of get a handle on how well that goes. How would you respond to that?
Oh, I love that one. Basically, what it comes down to is you're telling me that, you know, they say, well, you know, I love this person and I want to spend the rest of my life with this person, but I have to see if we're sexually compatible. So you're telling me that you're going to look at this person and say, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, I want to bring children into the world with you, I want to grow old with you, I want to help you get to heaven, I want you to help me get to heaven, but first we're going to have a little test, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you don't score, pardon the pun, you know, at least a C, well, then it's all off. And what people don't understand is that sexual compatibility is really no more or less than a function of compatibility in every other area. And you can't just isolate it and say, well, you know, if your technique isn't good enough, then you won't do.
Mm-hmm.
But it really leads to the bigger issue of, what does sex mean? What's the purpose of it? What's the relevance of it? What's the language of it? And this is where people have really lost track of what the Catholic Church really teaches. I think in many quarters, you know, the Catholic Church has lost track of what the Catholic Church really teaches. Because the church's teaching on sex isn't it's bad or dirty or evil or no or don't. It's that sex is sacred, that it's beautiful, that it's holy, that it's good, and that it has a meaning, that God built a meaning and a language into it. And that meaning and that language is, I give myself to you forever. And that is the language that on every level the heart hears. It's body language. It speaks louder than words. It speaks to the very core of the heart. And the more we learn about it scientifically, the more we see that really on every level, sex is oriented to permanence. It's not oriented to this feels good for me right now.
Let's bring that up on the other side, Mary Beth.
Yeah, once again, the other side that I keep forgetting to keep track of.
Mary Beth Bonacci is talking to us about chastity, the virtue of, and about real love. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls with Art Bennett. We'll be back to you in a moment.
Do you need a place to find quiet, peace, and time with God? Our Lady of Bethesda Retreat Center in Bethesda, Maryland, offers silent retreats, monthly evenings of reflection, and other spiritually enriching activities that seek to foster and enrich your relationship with Jesus Christ. The spiritual exercises, silent retreats offered by the Legionaries of Christ, will help to open your soul to the transforming power of grace by offering a simple yet profound spirituality rooted in the gospel and the fullness of the Catholic faith. The retreat is based on the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola and is comprised of personal reflections, guided meditations, Mass, and opportunities for confession and spiritual direction. For more information on our retreats and other activities, please contact us at 301-365-0612 or visit us online at www.ourladyofbethesda.org.